Quest presents an unabridged recording of Follow the Leader by Mel Sherratt, narrated by Antonia Beamish. 1983. Patrick Morgan sat alone. Across the playground he could see the other children playing and talking to their friends. Screams and squeals erupted every few seconds. From the corner of his eye he saw a girl coming towards him. He clutched his bag to his chest and looked everywhere but at her. She stopped in front of him, a gangly specimen of a 10-year-old who hadn't yet grown into her body. Long legs and arms, thin torso, oval face, pigtails in her blonde hair, braces on her teeth, yet the makings of something special in the years to come. Patrick stared at her. It was Sandra Seymour. She was in his class, but normally she'd ignore him completely in the classroom or push right through him in the corridor as if he wasn't there. He often wished he wasn't. But then again, it's not as if he wanted to be at home, either.
"Have you done your English homework, Essie?"
she asked, nudging his foot with hers. Patrick didn't move, thinking she was talking to someone who had snuck up behind him. They often did that, the kids in his year. Made him think they wanted to talk to him, pick him out for their sports team or maths quiz team, but most of the time someone would be standing behind him, so they could push him aside to step forward. Make a fool of him. Make him feel like they wanted him around when they didn't.
"I said, have you done your homework, Essie?" she repeated, her tone a little exasperated.
Patrick nodded.
"Can I look? I saw what you wrote about Arnold Bennett last week. It was so cool."
Patrick stuffed out his chest. Arnold Bennett had been easy to write about. He'd had a bit of trouble trying to grasp the language reading the books, but learning about the potteries at the turn of the 20th century had kept him enthralled for many an hour. Bennett was the finest writer the potteries had ever produced, and it wasn't as if they'd had to read all his gazillions of books. Anna of the Five Towns, Clayhanger, The Old Wives' Tale. He'd got into so much trouble when his dad ripped up his school library book after he'd come home from the pub.
"So, I wanted to see what you've written this week."
Sandra held out a hand.
"You're so clever."
Patrick shook his head.
"Come on,"
she encouraged. Still, he said nothing. The seconds ticked by. Sandra sighed loudly.
"Well, I'll just have to pinch it then, won't I?"
She made a grab for his bag. Patrick held on tight to the strap as she pulled it off his shoulder, but he wasn't a match for her peevish strength.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?